And following on from our speaker last week, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Gordon Speller of Winchester Zoo.
Thank you very much for such a warm welcome on a cold night. I think the fact that so many of you have come out tonight reflects the growing importance that we all attach to the protection of our fellow animals on this planet. At the moment, more animal species are threatened with extinction than at any time since the catastrophe that wiped out the dinosaurs, and that was 80 million years ago. It's happening, as I'm sure you all know, because of people. Growing numbers of people means the destruction of animal habitats as land is turned over to agriculture or building, more pollution, and more poachers for ivory or animal skins or for live animals to sell as pets. At Winchester Zoo, we provide a safe haven for endangered species so we can preserve the great variety of animals on Earth. I'll go through the way we do this, the captive breeding programs and the habitat protection schemes, in a minute. But let me start by outlining some of the ways you can help us, since we rely entirely on money from the public to carry out our work. One of the things you can do is to become a friend of Winchester Zoo. Being a friend costs £100 a year, and of course most of this goes to support our work. But friends do have certain benefits. You can visit the zoo as often as you like, for example, free of charge. You get a free magazine. It's this one, in fact, Life Watch. You also get a discount in our shops and invitations to zoo events. A second thing you can do is to adopt an animal. We think this makes a really nice present for a birthday or Christmas. People of all ages seem to enjoy this, and even companies adopt animals through our corporate adoption scheme. The cost varies according to the animal. So a small one, like a mouse, a lizard, or a small bird, could cost as little as £20 per year. The bigger animals cost more, of course. A lion costs about £3,000, and an elephant £6,000 per year. For that, we give you a certificate of adoption and a photograph of your animal, free entry to the zoo, and a notice on the animal's cage which thanks you for your gift. I'll give you leaflets about these schemes at the end, but now let's go on to the work of the zoo, the conservation programs, and the feeding schemes.
Now you'll hear part four again. That is the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets. Goodbye.